Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I am Kate Romero, your host this evening, and I want to give out some gratitude to Donald Newsom at BBS Radio and to Seth, his faithful partner, and say thanks for hosting Spiritual Hollywood on BBS Radio Network. It's a wonderful way to raise consciousness using the entertainment industry, and we have a real treat for you this night. This evening, this night, this fortnight, this day, right now, it is Renita of Renita Casting, and I will give you her website so you can pull that up, being it's internet radio. Go to www.renitacasting.com. That's www.renitacasting.com. And I would like to read to you a little bit from her bio. This is a very, very incredible lady who is after my own heart, being a progressive talent manager with a focus on consciousness. I work with Renita. She sees my clients and casts my clients in her projects. And it's so wonderful to find a kindred spirit in the entertainment industry, because I declared a long time ago that I wouldn't, you know, I might be the first one, but I'm not going to be the last to be progressive with a focus on consciousness. And this wonderful woman truly is. Renita is a thriving commercial, feature film, television, new media, and music video casting director, as well as a transformational pioneer in Hollywood, whose mission statement in the industry and in life is passion in action. Nothing gives Renita greater joy than helping to transform her community through inspiration and full self-expression. With that in mind, Renita has created the first ever Transformational Declaration CD for actors. She co-produced this amazing tool for actors at all career stages with her dear friend and brilliant actor, Matthew Solomon, of PersonalIntention.com. Presently, Renita has been at work in several arenas, including co-casting a feature film and casting a television series, the pilot presentation of which is currently in consideration for the CW's 2008-2009 season. Commercially, where she specializes in character-driven comedy spots, her recently completed campaigns include TJ Maxx, T-Mobile, McDonald's, Kodak, PlayStation, Frito-Lay, Target, and many, many more. Known also in the music video community for her versatility and creative eye, Renita has cast such heavily rotated videos as The Killers hit, Mr. Brightside, and Maroon 5's She Will Be Loved, oh, my favorite, both directed by Sophie Muller, and Madonna's music directed by Jonas Åkerlund, as well as videos for artists including Incubus, Destiny's Child, NSYNC, Christina Aguilera, Moby, Kid Rock, and Pink, among others. Renita's career began in independent film when she worked on festival favorite Next Stop Wonderland. She went on to assemble the memorable ensemble cast of Jonas Åkerlund's critically acclaimed Spun, which included Jason Schwartzman, John Leguizamo, Mina Suvari, Alexis Arquette, Eric Roberts, Deborah Harry, Brittany Murphy, Mickey Rourke, and others, and also cast Sarah Silverman's buzz-heavy comedy film, Jesus is Magic. And she's based here in Los Angeles. Again, that website is www.renitacasting.com. Without further ado, I'd like to bring on the lovely Renita of Renita Casting. Hi, Renita.
Hello, Katie.
Thank you
I'm
for being
so
on the show.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, finally.
That was an amazing intro.
Yeah, we pinned you down because you have this amazingly busy schedule out there transforming Los Angeles.
One actor at a time.
Yeah, one actor at a time. So I don't know about you, but my cape is in the dry cleaners. I'm getting ready to get it out, and we're going to go doing some transforming together.
Well, I'm glad that this is radio, because I can wear my spandex and nobody will be offended.
Oh, you're funny.
I'm a superhero costume.
That's funny. So what are you working on right now, and can you talk about it?
Sure. I just literally finished the newest TJ Maxx campaign, the Mother's Day campaign.
Uh-huh.
And I'm presently about to begin co-casting a feature film called The Savages of Fresno, along with Nancy Nayar-Bettino, and I'm extraordinarily excited about that because it'll be my first feature in many years. Additionally, there's a couple projects pending which I can't say yet, but lots of commercial projects always pending. That's the way this business goes.
Yes.
So we're on hold for a lot, and I'm sure by next week I'll be able to tell you what they are.
Great. I can't wait to hear, and I've got some wonderful people to send your way.
Excellent. I look forward to it.
Wonderful.
As always.
So I am very, very impressed and inspired by something that you've put together, which I spoke about in your bio, and it is the Transformational Declarations for Actors CD.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to it, and I was an actor for 15 years before I became a manager and then an agent and then a manager again. Mm-hmm. As I listened to this, I found that actor animal in me wanting to be fed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, that is so interesting. This is very, very effective. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read just a few of the affirmations that are on this CD to whet the appetites of our listeners.
Sure.
I'm just going to randomly choose things. I am confident and powerful. I'm a confident and powerful magnet for success. And as you were saying to me, declarations are way more powerful than affirmations. Declarations are statements that are fueled by belief and passion, right?
Exactly. Well, you know, what we're talking about in general by using the law of attraction in our lives is distinction within language, right? Like, that's
yes.
a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So for a lot of people, the word affirmation has a lot of power, and it undoubtedly does. But for me personally, the word declaration has a whole different vibration, has a whole different frequency. When I declare something, it is so, and I don't even need to know how it's so. I just know it's so.
Yeah, so you can't worry about the cursed house.
Mm-hmm.
You just
exactly.
know, you just know that it's so. And whenever I do any kind of prayer, I give thanks. I ask for nothing. I just give thanks because it is so. And
exactly.
for me, that works really, really well. And just to digress slightly before I get back to the list of declarations that we have here, is I declared about 5 years ago that an interventionist that I met who came to do an intervention on one of my celebrity clients, who shall remain nameless, I'd never even heard of an interventionist before. And, you know, this person was drinking on the set and blowing raspberries on the bellies of his leading ladies, and that just was not okay. So we found out about that, and I talked to his wife, and I said, what's going on? And she said, well, the typical codependent enabling is what's going on, and I need it to stop. And I said, okay, let's get some help. So we called on a Christian interventionist, because this person was a Christian. And, you know, as a Christian, you shouldn't even be looking at alcohol, let alone needing it to survive.
Right.
So we got the interventionist, who was a Christian, and his name's Jeff Van Vonderen. And he came and trained us for 2 days, and then we did the intervention. He took him off to treatment, and I said, would you meet me for coffee tomorrow? I want to talk to you about something. And he's from Minnesota, and he's a civilian. He's like, I don't know nothing about Birth and No Hollywood Babies. So I met him for coffee, and I said, you know, I see this as a television show. You need to put this on television, because a lot of people don't know it's available, and what you just did is saving lives and families. And this has to be put on the air. And I'm going to see to it, by hook or by crook, that we get this on the air. Well, through a series of happy circumstances and synchronicities, which I believe is divinity showing off, we are now in our fifth season of Intervention, which is A&E's number one show. And we've won every award at the Prism Awards that you can imagine, including the Presidential Prism Award, which is not only the art of making a difference, but the art of leaving a legacy. And that all was born out of a declaration, not an affirmation.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
amazing.
Yeah, pardon?
That's amazing.
Yeah, and it's still on the air, and it's still going strong. And that's one of my greatest affirmations of declaration that I can think of that just comes to mind that I thought you would appreciate, and our listeners would appreciate the difference between declaration and affirmation. So I will just grab another declaration here. It's, I manage my career as a successful business that it is, which is a very important point. It is show business,
yeah.
Not show. I am always in the present moment. Extremely important when you walk in the room, because you're vibrating that. I am working in the entertainment industry to succeed in it. Now, that might sound like a no-brainer, but as a life coach and manager, I can tell you that when I meet with a new actor, the first thing I will ask them is, will you let me manage you, and are you open to success?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll look at me like I have three heads, and then I'll draw something out of them that will reveal that indeed they did have a block around that.
Absolutely. Amazing that you really picked out exactly what that particular declaration speaks to.
Yes.
That's exactly it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, fear is so prevalent. And a lot of the reason why many of us got into the entertainment industry as actors, for me personally, I did it because my mom, there's seven kids in my family. I was the middle child. You know, the one thing that my mom did was watch four soap operas every day.
Mm-hmm.
That was her family. And I knew that if I wanted her to pay attention to me, that I had to get myself on some of those soap operas. So
yeah.
I got myself to Hollywood, and I was on General Hospital 48 times, and Young and the Restless and Days of Our Lives, which are her favorite shows. And one day when I was going to debut on the Young and the Restless, and a really nice, it was day player, but it was a nice juicy part where she couldn't deny it was me. And all of my sisters and brothers gathered at my mom's house to have coffee with her while she watched the soaps. And she said, "What are you all doing here? Why aren't you out doing what you do? Why are you here watching the soaps with me?" And they said, "Well, we just wanted to be with you, Mom. We just wanted to, because we know you love your soaps. We want to just be with you a while." And they said that when I came on, that tears just fell off her face, and she didn't say a word, but she just was just crying because it was me on her favorite show. And it was just really fun to be able to do that. So a lot of us get into the business for reasons that aren't, that come from a place of need of acceptance and having been maybe overlooked and needing to feel like we're visible. And with that in mind, to have these kind of declarations that really do speak to that fear that many of us have had, that, you know, we're not good enough, or we're not enough, or I'm going to make sure that I'm visible, and I'm going to be able to utilize my emotions by playing a character because I was repressed when I was a child. I can find a safe place to use my emotions as an actor. So many of us have chosen to do that. Do you find that for yourself too?
Absolutely. Just to give you a little background, some folks know this about me, some don't, but I actually was an actor growing up.
Mm.
And that was really the path I thought I would take. I auditioned my way into NYU by the end of high school, and I really thought that I was going to take it all the way. And then a large part of the reason that I stopped, now I didn't get this for years later, I had other reasons. I had really good reasons I stopped acting when I stopped acting.
Mm-hmm.
But now I can tell you that a really big part of the reason I stopped was all of that just like personal lack of faith and all of the sort of voices in my head that I didn't even know were voices in my head telling me why I couldn't have what I wanted, or to what you just said, wanting to be an actor out of a need for the outside world to validate my inside world.
Right.
And so I stopped at the time for other reasons and to pursue other passions, and I'm really glad I did. And it's only through my career as a casting director and in more recent years that I've gotten really clear on what was really going on for me then. And that just put even more fire in my belly when I made this CD, because I have such incredible admiration and affection towards actors and what actors go through every single day, sometimes 5-7 times a day,
yes.
You know, just to be an actor.
Yes.
And I just, anything I can do to support them in that and let them know that I want every single actor that wants that for themselves to win.
Mm-hmm.
And to help them sort of dig in and pull up the part that supports them in what they want and sort of dissect and get rid of the part that doesn't serve them, that part that needs something
mm-hmm.
through their career, that's part of what those declarations are for.
Yes, and, you know, like I was mentioning earlier, a lot of us got into the business as a misguided attempt to heal something within ourselves, but actually I find acting, when you get some awareness around why you want to do it, can be so therapeutic.
Yep.
Because you get in touch with your emotions and you play them like a Stradivarius. You play every octave, all six at every audition. You don't go in and give one note. You play them all. And it does get you in touch with using your emotions until it's like the fake it till you make it thing.
Yeah.
Every time you have a chance and an opportunity to use your emotions in a wonderful script and playing an excellent character that has a lot of levels, you start to then resensitize to your own feelings. So it's a wonderful, marvelous way to heal And it's good to be sure that you have a solid sense of self when you get started, because if you don't, you know, we hear about Britney Spears and we hear about all of the tragedies that happen and you know, Heath Ledger and all of that. They go astray when success happens because they didn't really prepare for that with a foundation of self. And these declarations really do implement that foundation for people who really need it and don't know they need it. And I would recommend that everybody get this CD and listen to it every day. How often would you say that they should listen to it, Renita?
I recommend using it and working with it at least once a day.
Mm-hmm.
The CD was created specifically with the actor in mind,
mm-hmm.
but also it's good for an actor anywhere in the world, but what was kind of in my mind was the LA actor to start with, because we spend so much time in our cars here.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, that could be put to the New York actor on the subway as well. It's like we spend so much time commuting places, and it's just over 9 minutes to do all 48 declarations all the way through. And the beauty of the declarations is you can do them in a call and answer method where you hear the declaration and then you repeat it aloud with tremendous passion and excitement and feeling of having what it is you're saying you have.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're in a place like a crowded waiting room at a studio, you can stick it on your iPod and just silently repeat them to yourself. So at least once a day,
mm-hmm.
The car is a great place. Not only are they really empowering, but the music underneath them and just the sort of the frequency with which they were created was meant to be very, very relaxing,
yes.
and very centering.
Yes.
And it's funny, I had a conversation with a few actors who've purchased the CD, and they were telling me that they always had to decide what music to play on the way to auditions, because just one wrong song or one song that reminded them of something they didn't want to think about or the wrong news program and their whole audition was blown.
Right.
And now they don't even risk it. Now they just play the CD
right.
all the way over and over if it's a longer commute than 9+ minutes. And when they get there, they're just really centered and focused. And that's awesome. I didn't even think of that when I made it, but apparently it really helps additionally that way too.
Well, I could see how that would. I know that for me, when I was acting, I would just go into the bathroom and sit down in there and run through my head of all of the things that I'm reading here, many of these things that I made up myself, because I found that to be so effective for me. And there's so many distractions when you go to audition. There's all the people in the room who want to talk to you, chat you up. You're looking at what everybody's wearing, wondering, geez, there's so many blondes in here. Why in the heck did they call me? And, you know, the stuff that goes on in a person's head. And you know, people are busy and nobody's gotten to eat and the blood sugar's low and people are grumpy. And this really keeps you nice and centered and balanced.
Yep.
And when you just go into the room and you touch things and center and ground yourself and have this on your iPod, let's say, or even take these orange cards where every affirmation is spelled out and you can just silently read them as you sit there in like a meditation state and just tune everything else out until you hear your name called and you go in and you rock it.
Yep, exactly. And let's face it, we all know by now that our brains are going to think something all the time.
Yes.
So like, why don't we at least give them something to think about that, you know, directly links in to creating the life you want, creating the audition you want, and being powerful. You may as well, you know, have your brain focused on what it is you want.
Right, and you might as well feed it something with some nutrition instead of empty calories.
Exactly. Exactly.
And, yeah, and then you'll have, it's just the best thing to do ever is to, because if you're not controlling your thoughts, somebody else will.
Yep.
Or something else will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really wonderful to start choosing moment by moment, because everything is a choice. And, you know, what you think about, you bring about. And if you're thinking about these wonderful declarations before you go to an audition, or you just listen to them as your morning meditation to start your day, or you could turn them on while you're in the shower and scream them in there while they're playing and say them until you get yourself to a point of tears,
mm-hmm.
and when you're really, really believing it. And I have a Katieism that I have on my signature right now on my outgoing email that says belief equals faith equals believing in and acting on the unseen. And you really, really have to see in your mind's eye what it is you want to accomplish and believe that you can have it, even if you have to trick yourself to get there.
Yeah, you know, and I love that Katieism, by the way. And the other thing to share, because you bring up a really great word, which is action.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing to share in terms of these declarations is I have it that they're a reminder to people about not only what they want, but what to be taking action on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if you're doing the declaration and you're thinking, wow, I haven't taken action. Have I been treating my career as enough of a business? What's one thing I could do today that would be having me treat my career like a business?
Mm-hmm.
So they're great reminders for the action that needs to accompany thought, speech, and feeling.
Yes. And I also have a saying that the last six letters of attraction are action.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they are.
Mm-hmm.
And also for the word impossible, I changed it to I'm possible. And that's what's true.
Yep.
So, and I'm looking on your website right now, and I noticed that you donate a minimum of 5% of the net proceeds from every single casting job to charity.
Yeah.
And your most recent donation was for ArtShare LA.
Yeah.
Is at www.artsharela.org.
Yep.
And a place called Home LA, which is www.apch.org. What a wonderful website you have, Renita. It's just so well thought out. You've got a section for transform, a section for conscience, contact, credits, reels, links, photos. Gosh, you know, you just spend like a couple of hours here. Do you have samples on here of the CD?
Thanks. Yeah, if you click on the bottom left where you see the actual CD icon,
uh-huh.
If you just click anywhere on that icon, it'll take you to the page about the CD. You can play some of the sample tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Just by scrolling down, you can read some quotes from people that are already working with the CD and just creating amazing career miracles and life miracles.
Right.
And then you can purchase the CD by clicking one of the Buy Now buttons, either with the shipping option or the pickup option.
Wonderful. It's nice that you have a pickup option. That's really convenient. And also, everybody, it's www.renitacasting.com. We can go there and check out the CD. Renita, I don't know if you have this at the Breakdown Services store, the CD, but I'm thinking that would be a really great fit if you did.
No, that's a great idea. I think I'm going to have to go talk to them immediately.
Yeah, Gary Marsh, I'm sure he would just snap it right up. I don't know why he wouldn't. And that way you're infiltrating consciousness into the Breakdown Services.
Yeah, that's
the secret desire.
I'm sorry, say that again?
That's my secret desire, or not secret desire.
Yeah, well, you know, the whole goal is for this world of transformation, and like you said at the opening of the show, you were willing to start it, but you certainly knew you weren't going to be in it alone, and that's how I feel too. It's just that the more of us that are coming at this industry from this place of I create my life.
Yes.
Just the better it gets.
Absolutely. We have a responsibility as part of collective consciousness to maintain our thoughts and to be responsible for our own happiness, because the best gift we can give to the world and the planet and to causing any kind of transformation is to be happy and vibrate happiness and uncaused joy. And I know that sounds a bit Pollyanna, but however you can get there, it all starts with a single thought, and just building on that thought, everything is cumulative, and every declaration that you ever say is cumulative. It's never wasted, and it's never a lost cause, and it always goes somewhere and adds to all the other ones that you say or will say. So it builds on itself, and then one day you look around and you say, whoa, I'm so happy and I don't even know why. And isn't it wonderful? And it is. And then suddenly nobody bothers you when they cut you off on the freeway anymore. You just kind of like, okay, whatever. Maybe you got a family member in the hospital or something.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, do that sign language thing.
The very specific sign language.
Yes, specific one. The other peace sign. So, you know, you do get to a place where when you're doing declarations and you're really focusing your thoughts and you're being responsible for your thoughts, you get to a place where you're just suddenly filled with this feeling of happiness, that wasn't there before, but you really, like I said, the last six letters of attraction are action, and you can't just sit there and wait for it to come to you.
Right.
You really need to apply yourself to this. And I'd like to just, we have a caller. Yay.
Oh, great.
Okay, who's calling?
My name is Vanda Mikulas.
Hi, Vanda.
Hey, Vanda.
Hi,
you guys.
I'm the best.
I just want to call and applaud you so much. I just love you two power goddesses, creating culture, talking about what you're talking about, and you're talking about cutting someone off on, when someone cuts you off on the freeway, your responsibility.
Yes.
And I love that, managing your own transformation.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, we might go out and transform the planet at some point.
Yeah. It's all happening. It's coming. It's a momentum that can't be stopped. I mean, I don't know, Renita, were you at the Agape event at the Gibson Theater at Universal City Walk Sunday for Easter?
I wasn't, but my goodness, I keep hearing about it, and I'm kind of sorry I wasn't.
Oh, Vanda and I both were there, and it was incredible, and it was packed. The vibration and the frequency in that place just opened us up like flowers. I mean,
yeah.
Vanda said she looked over at me, and I've got tears streaming down my face, and the same thing was happening to her. Reverend Michael was in rare form. He was just he was channeling like crazy. It was amazing.
Man. Yeah, he was an incredible man.
It was great. So, Vanda, what do you have going on right now where these declarations could be of service to you?
Well, I'm actually going to be producing a comedy show at Agape once they get done with the amazing effort they're doing with the what's it called again? The conference they have coming up.
I don't know.
I want to say Resurrection, but it's not that. It's something like that. Anyway, I'm going to produce a comedy show at Agape, spiritually transformational comedy, so I don't mean to call in to plug myself, but
why not?
Well, I'm glad you are, because I was just about to tell everyone about your comedy, so you may as well do it.
Yeah, me too, because I've seen it, and I've laughed so hard that my sides hurt for 2 days.
Yeah,
because you say how Eckhart Tolle is your boyfriend and how the new earth is for you. Yes, it's very, very funny stuff, and it causes everyone to enlighten up.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing.
Yep, that's it. So, well, thank you for calling, Vanda. That was really, really generous of you to call and say those wonderful things, and I know you were calling us creatresses earlier, and I'd like to just say that right back to you.
Thank you so much. I love what you guys are doing, and Renita, keep creating culture. You guys keep creating culture. It's amazing, our privilege and our responsibility, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And Vanda, thanks for all that you're doing by helping us to laugh while we get it.
Yeah, totally. Well said.
Thanks. Okay, bye, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
That was great. I'm going to give out the call-in number to everybody. It is it's toll-free, 877-876-5227 in the U.S. only, and it's toll-free at 888-815-9756, Canada only, and the direct line is 530-876-3222. So if you'd like to call in and speak to Renita, ask a question, make a comment, there's another caller.
Ooh.
Who are we speaking with?
Christian Kyber.
Hi.
Hey, Christian.
Hi, how you doing, Renita?
Wonderful, thank you. How are
good,
you?
Good, no, I'm doing well. I actually used your CD today.
Fantastic.
I actually put it on my way to an audition for Boston Legal and listened to it in the car ride down, which I think most actors should do, and got a call back, and we'll find out tonight for another guest star role in there.
So, oh, congratulations. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I've been using it every day. I've had probably the best 3 months since I've been listening to it. I think I wish all actors, and they should get it, because it really does really get you in the mindset and puts those good vibes out there.
That's
I want to call, and just say thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you so much, Christian. I just want to acknowledge you and tell you how much I appreciate you, because every time you stop in to see me at the studio or send me a note or an email, you just re-inspire me and remind me, what really makes me excited, and you put me back into gratitude. So thank you for letting me know that it's working for you and others that you know, because that's exciting.
Yeah,
and I'm just so incredibly excited for all that you're up to, because talk about a man who's just consistently in action around his career.
Mm. Well, being that you said that, I'm feeling very inspired to say something. I've never done this before, and I'm going to do it, because if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio, and we're on BBS Radio. So what I just want to say is my website is guardianangelmanagement.com, all spelled out, no spaces for any of the actors listening. If you have Renita's CD and you're listening to these declarations and you have the mindset that you know that you have to manage your own transformation and that you create the life you want yourself without anyone else bringing it to you, and you're doing that yourself and you're self-generating, I would like for you to send me your picture and resume.
Sure.
Because
wow.
I am very passionate about having like-minded people on my talent roster, and I'm going through some changes right now with my talent roster, and I think this is a marvelous opportunity for those who are listening to your CD, Renita, people of that mindset, to go ahead and submit their demo and their photo resume to Guardian Angel at 11271 Ventura Boulevard, Suite 271, Studio City, California, 91604, and put a note in there, please. Very important. Cover letters are so important, and make them personal, that you heard on the radio show with Renita, that if you have the CD, to go ahead and submit to me if you're looking for representation. So please feel free to do that. I would welcome it. So,
wow.
There you have it.
That's very, very cool. Now, just thank you, Renita, and both of you, to keep up the positive vibes, because that's the new way of thinking for, you know.
Absolutely.
New world, and it really does.
It's new
life gets better.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, Christian, thank you so much.
You got it. My pleasure.
Thanks for calling.
Sure.
Bye. Great.
Bye.
Fantastic.
And Katie, before we move on, I just have to thank you for what you just did, because I just want to share, like, what, like, we all know that you just offered every actor listening to this program the opportunity of a lifetime, right?
I think so.
You did. You absolutely did. And what I love about that is it's not just like, hey, if you're working with this CD, they can become known to you. It's literally the example of their life transforming as a result of doing declarations and putting themselves in a place where what they're asking for can come to them.
Yes.
So that was incredibly amazing and generous and fantastic of you, and I'm so excited for everybody listening right now who's been just dying to get in front of a manager, you know?
That's really great. And it just feels to me like this is part of my responsibility as somebody who is a progressive talent manager with a focus on consciousness, is to accumulate as many like-minded people as I can to go out there and create more like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what I aspire to be is a leader who causes leaders. And, you know, I'm also a life coach, and I do quantum hypnotherapy, and I have a TV show called Return to Greatness based on quantum hypnotherapy, which is all about getting back to your divinity in 2 hours, and you can, because you can choose to. And what we do is we go into your subconscious mind and do that. And you know what would be wonderful, Renita, is if we put someone under hypnosis and implemented your declarations into their subconscious that way.
Oh, my God, that'd be amazing.
Wouldn't it?
Yes.
I think we have a collaboration here.
I love this idea.
I do, too.
That's so powerful.
It is. And just in the work that I do in quantum hypnotherapy, what I do is I do automatic writing. I'm an intuitive empath. I go straight to the germ of whatever's blocking a person, and I remove the old software with their permission and agreement, basically, to use a metaphor. And then I write their new life blueprint, and then based on what it was that was stopping them in their past, and I implement the new software with their permission and agreement, and what they end up with is they're left with just the wisdom and not the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And the results are amazing. We've done 165 of these sessions in a little over a year, and the actors are really, really benefiting from this. They get freed up. They're fully self-expressed. They get in the room. They're vibrating comfort in their own skin. which, you know this yourself, that production companies will pay big bucks to have someone on the set who's comfortable in their own skin because they put everyone at ease and they know that they're going to have a calming effect on everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. There's, you know, when I speak to groups of actors and I get asked sometimes, well, what is it? What is it about the people who book? And there's lots of things I can say, but one of them is just what you just said. There's just like this thing, and you don't know what it is, but you just want to have that person around.
Mm-hmm.
You just know that they're gonna make your day better, your project better, and you don't know why. You just want to work with them.
Yes,
and that's that's sort of like the subconscious. That's the thing that you're speaking to, which is the person that walks into the room and just sort of has that special something before they even open their mouth.
Yes,
and part of that comes from someone who's completely self-expressed.
Yes.
And really very, very comfortable in their own skin.
Yes. And believe it or not, I have attracted all of my clients are that.
Yeah.
And
I have no doubt. And I've met plenty of your clients to know that, actually.
Yes, yes. And they're absolutely phenomenal people. And they happen to be very talented on top of that. But, you know, I really look for a person's humanity before I look at their resume.
Yeah, and you know, I'm really serious when I say this because you and I have been working together close to 9 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember calling your people in when I very first started.
Yes.
And I was just sort of, you know, in a way faking it till I made it too, you know, I was learning
uh-huh.
the talent base and I was figuring out, you know, who was going to deliver what I needed for my directors. And
mm-hmm.
one thing I can say is when your people came in, beyond the talent, they were just good people. I just always really loved the people that came from your company.
Yeah.
That I just genuinely liked them. I wanted to know them. And then on top of it, they deliver.
Totally.
And I'm not saying that just to blow smoke, but I'm glad you brought it up because I remember thinking that way back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember just loving your people and even trying to always find spaces for them in other projects.
Right.
You know, wondering if the spec could alter slightly or, you know.
Right, right.
They,
and that's what's great
that.
About you, too, is that you genuinely do care about the talent. You genuinely do care about what it is you're doing and the effect you have on people. We have another caller. Who's
speaking?
Who goes there?
Hello. Hi, this is Sally Rogers. Hi, Renita.
Sally.
Hi. Well, I'm just getting so excited listening to y'all, and I had to call in because I'm a late starter in acting, and I'm in classes right now, and I've been listening to Renita's declarations as I go to class every time, and I am thrilled with them. I do get excited. I listen to them and repeat them two or three times on my way to class. And as Renita knows, I listened to him come into an audition and got a call back. So
yeah.
I'm excited.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, Sally, I just want to just expand a little bit more. So Sally has a daughter who's an actress, and she moved out to L.A. About a year ago?
We moved out here 4 years ago.
Okay, 4 years ago in support of her daughter. And then very recently, Sally decided, because her life is a choice, that she's an actress.
Great.
And she is just doing brilliantly. And she did. She just had a callback for a project that I was doing, and she was awesome.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just so proud to have you in the room, Sally.
That takes a lot of boldness and courage and a lot of belief in oneself, and my Katieism, the faith equals believing in and acting on the unseen. That's, you know, when you leap, your wings do appear because they're there and they work fine. And even if they didn't appear, you're only an inch off the ground, so you're going to be fine anyway.
Well, I believe it, and I just appreciate the declarations in your CD and just how much I am comfortable in my skin and how much this acting is promoting that. And I just love everybody and the whole thing. So thank you very much. I'm enjoying the show.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. Right,
thank
Good
you
night.
So much.
Continued great things coming your way.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thanks, Sally.
Bless her heart. I love that accent. Where's she
from? Oh, my God. She's amazing.
Where's she from?
Oh, my gosh, you're going to kill me. Where is she from?
Texas?
Texas, I think, yeah. Sorry, Sally, if I got it wrong. I should know by now.
I'll be letting you know.
I know.
You know,
sure. Email me where you're from.
Yeah. So what was your favorite project to work on so far, Renita?
Oh, my goodness. I have different answers for different reasons. Just in general, I'll say I love casting commercials. And I love casting all types of commercials, but one thing that's sort of come up as, a specialty of mine is comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So in general, anytime, I mean, as we all know, commercials have become these short films, and the writing on many of them is so pithy and so smart. And
mm-hmm.
and so it's always so joyful for me to get this amazing copy where all day long I call in actors, brilliant comedy improv actors,
mm-hmm.
and I get to watch them play
mm-hmm.
all day long. So in terms of a specific project, I don't know if I could really even pick one. But I will just say in general, casting comedy dialogue commercials is pure joy for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't stress enough how much respect and love I have for great comedic improv actors.
You called in my client Elizabeth McNaughton not too long ago, who's got an Adelphia commercial running right now where she plays about 9 different characters.
Uh-huh.
And they're so quirky and bizarre that she's getting a ton of work from that commercial.
Yeah. Commercials are a huge vehicle. I mean, more than ever. I mean, how many times do we see in the breakdowns with the agent or manager representing the guy in the so-and-so
yes.
spot or the woman who picks up the watch in the blah, blah, blah spot?
Please yes.
call. Right? Like, they're just like, they want to find these people any way they can for features and
yes.
and television. It's awesome.
Yes.
So that would be my first answer. The other answer I can give you just in terms of just the reward and excitement of doing it would still be casting Spun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so incredibly proud of that cast.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, it was an independent film. We played at Sundance at the midnight screening back in 2003, and I just the joy I felt sitting in that audience with most of the cast. And if you haven't seen the movie, it's not just because I cast it, but it's really worth it from an acting standpoint because it's one of the most brilliant ensembles you'll ever see.
Mm-hmm.
And the first, I'd say, 10 minutes of the movie, you start to see all these characters appear, and they end up all in one room.
Mm.
And you just can't believe who you're seeing sitting in one room together.
Wow.
And then when you realize that these are not just great characters in one room, but then you take it to, like, the business perspective and go, oh, my God, the amazing group of brilliant actors all riffing off of each other in one scene, it's exciting.
Well, it raises your frequency.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we were all so present to it
mm-hmm.
at the screening. That's probably a night I will never forget in my whole career, is just sitting in that audience with the cast and watching each of them pop onto the screen one by one and watching their credits come up and then all of a sudden realizing that they were all there together. It was just,
yeah. Don't you feel a little bit like a midwife, that you're birthing these people into their greatness?
A little bit. I would never have really thought of it that way, but it's a great analogy.
Yeah.
I love, one of the things that gives me great joy in life is presenting people with opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
I love being able to be the cause in opportunity for people.
Wonderful.
So that's how I see that. It's just like, if I can provide somebody with a way to fulfill their dreams,
mm-hmm.
that fulfills my dream.
Absolutely. I feel the same way. Making other people's dreams come true make mine come true.
Yep.
And I've got a burning passion to do that. It's my cause in life, and you can't tell if I'm working or playing from one minute to the next, and I've got a very, very full and blessed, enriched life, and I caused it. And I
yes.
created it, and everybody can. And, you know, if an actor is daunted by all the hats that I'm wearing and all the different things that I'm doing, then I have to say to them, why wouldn't I be a model for having, doing, and being everything you choose in life? Why wouldn't I be a model for that if that's what I'm teaching?
Absolutely.
And that is what I'm teaching, and that's what I have. And I'm able to do all of what I do and more if I choose to.
Mm-hmm.
Writing a book called The End of the Anonymous Actor, Changing Your Life Story Forever. with all the spiritual rock stars of our day. I've got 14 interviews, starting with Neil Donald Walsh, Redmond, Dan Millman, you name it, the list. And it's something that I am very, very passionate about, because I actually interviewed 300 actors, and 85% of them did not know who Eckhart Tolle was.
Wow.
Did not know who Neil Donald Walsh was. And that's what inspired me to make sure that there's an actor's book out there. I've got almost three decades in the entertainment industry and a lot of life experience as an actor, an agent, and a manager, and a producer. So I have some things to say about stuff I've seen, and the stories that you'll read in that book will make you laugh, make you cry, and you'll resonate, and you'll go, well, that happened to me, and I can't believe it's happened to someone else. And it's just very, very important for people to know who these movers and shakers are in the transformational world right now, and that they can reach out and grab hold of that kind of wisdom and apply it to their own lives, like your declaration CD. It's so very important that you're doing that, Renita. And as a casting director, it's a very unlikely place to get a transformational declaration CD, and that's what I love most about it.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, first of all, your book sounds amazing, and I can't wait to read it. And to talk about that for just a minute, that's the amazing thing. Like, there are all of these amazing authors out there and all of these great tools, and like you, I've been working on myself in the through the transformational world for a long while, for gosh, probably the better part of over 12 years now,
mm-hmm.
transforming my own life and what I wanted for my life. And
mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons I decided to make the CD for actors is because declarations are a regular part of my life,
mm-hmm.
and what I would do to get myself in this headspace before a meeting, or, you know, before getting on a call with a potential client, or fill in the blank, right? And I realized that there was this whole dearth of something available just for actors, just written to them, for them, to bring these writings and this way of being in your career to the forefront. So I love that in your book, it's like you're bringing forward all these other authors, but you're putting it specifically to the actors listening.
Yes, totally. And I'm planning to do something called Elevate Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be in collaboration with the Elevate Film Festival, and I would love to invite you to be the casting director voice for the panel that we'll be having there, which will be our spiritual rock stars speaking to an audience of entertainment industry.
It would be my honor.
Yeah, so I'm already putting that invitation out there to you as we're talking. I see it, done deal.
Thank you so much. It would be my honor and pleasure.
Yeah. Do you have a book that you've written yet, or are you planning one?
Well, it's good that you said the word yet. I haven't written a book yet. However, and I have no idea what it'll be about specifically, but I know it's coming. So I'll just have to keep you posted. I know that a book is coming, and I'm open to suggestions on the theme of it, but I know it has something to do with everything that we're collectively up to in the industry.
I just thought an inspired thing. We have a caller.
Okay.
So
remember that thought.
Okay. Hi, caller. What's your name?
Oh, hi. It's Albert.
Albert.
Hello.
I was just calling in because, interestingly, I bought Renita's, I bought your CD during the strike, actually. So I didn't have a lot of opportunities to realize its potential. But I had done a lot of work with on Louise Hay and You Can Heal Your Life some years ago, and found how interesting and how powerful declarations and affirmations are. And I was real intrigued when I found out about your CD and bought it. And I've been using it when I run and exercise. I have it on my iPod. And I did book a feature a couple months ago after listening to it. And
congratulations.
I just think it's really neat how you were able to take something like declarations and affirmations and make them specific to actors.
Thank you. Congratulations on booking the feature.
Yeah, it was good. like I said, I'm bad at these call-in things.
You're great at these call-in things. What do you mean, Albert?
I'm sorry?
You're great at these call-in things. What do you mean, Albert?
No. I don't know if you're familiar with, Louise Hay and
yes,
her stuff.
Absolutely.
But, it's really neat to have one that's really specific.
Yes.
But what I really wanted to tell you is that the way it changes other things in your life, the peripheral things, besides the acting stuff, is I'm a happier person having listened to it. The stuff about, my life is about health and happiness and the success and abundance is great, too. But the health and happiness stuff is more immediate to me and has really, it's changed a large part of my life that I can go to my straight job and I don't hate it as much.
That affirmation is, I choose to be happy, healthy, loving, and successful.
Yeah. And it's important and it works because, it's just, I don't know, a lot of other things in my life are working better, anyway, thanks. It's great.
Thanks, Albert. And, when you listen to declarations or affirmations or anything inspirational while you're exercising, it actually gets into your cellular system. So that was very wise of you to do that.
Yeah, I found another kind of interesting thing, too, is I often substitute after I in the declarations that begin with I actually say my name.
Yeah.
And to try to give it a little more punch.
That's I bet that works.
Your listeners that might, I don't know. That's a great suggestion,
Albert. Totally. Because I am are the two most powerful words you can say.
Yeah, well, I want to make sure the universe knows I'm talking about me, too.
Yeah. No, I am means you. Whoever
yeah, because, you know, as an
you.
Actor, it's all about me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well,
and why not keep, our business does lead to the name being in lights, so to speak, and, so you may as well get your name out there, your name, right? Absolutely. Well, we're coming up on the end of the Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I want to thank you, Albert, for calling in.
Oh, absolutely.
And everything that you contributed was awesome.
Continued good fortune.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right back to you, Albert. That was awesome. Thanks.
You bet.
What I wanted to say to you, Renita, about a book, what popped in my head, and I tend to trust what pops in my head. You'll do with it what you will, but I'm going to give you what came. Mm-hmm. Is a name for your book.
Okay.
How I Cast Myself in My Own Amazing Life.
Ooh. I'm writing that down. Wow.
Yeah.
I would
buy the domain name for that.
That's a lot of typing for how I cast myself in my own amazing life.com.
Yeah.
Now, nobody go buy that.
Yeah, nobody else buy that. Well, there's not.
Although I just focus on what I don't want, not what I want.
This was a great lesson, what you just caught yourself doing. Thank you.
Totally.
That was great. That's
totally. Awesome.
So what I wanted to do before we get off the air is to just read a little bit from the orange card that came with the CD about what declarations are. Declarations are a key to rapid and major life transformation. They are a powerful and effective tool in the creating of further success and abundance in your life. Everything in the universe is made up of energy. Amen and a woman. By repeatedly declaring these definitive truths about yourself and your life, the universe may concisely respond to your positive assertions and align itself to bring them into reality. The more passion and certainty you bring to your declarations, the more easily the universe can respond. And it's just waiting for you to speak to say, I heard that at your service.
Mm-hmm.
And anything you speak is what you're attracting.
Absolutely.
So I'm just thrilled that you've put the CD together, Renita. I'm so happy that we found each other, and I want to speak with you further about what possibilities can be made for causing this kind of being in the world and other people who are in positions of
of making a difference in the entertainment industry, like get your CD over to Gary Marsh at Breakdown Services pronto, please.
Yes, I commit to take action on that.
Yes.
By the end of the day, Thursday.
Tell him I sent you.
I will.
Yeah.
I absolutely will. And I just want to say I'm thoroughly inspired by what you're up to in this industry. It makes it even more joyful to be part of it.
Yeah, thanks so much for saying that. I appreciate that. I'm just having so much fun doing what I do that I don't stop to take a look at where I'm at, and to hear that every now and then sort of makes me pause and look around and say, I am very, very blessed, and it's not me, it's Source and Spirit moving through me, and I will proudly say that. I'm out of the consciousness closet, out loud and proud, and I'm taking everybody with me.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Thank goddess.
Well, yeah, and right back at ya. So,
you
also do seminars and teach class, do you?
You know, I did a seminar last July that I don't know that I'll be doing specifically that one again, but I do have, I do get invited to speak often, and that will be more of what I'm doing is going to places that invite me to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually speaking at the Actors Network this Saturday.
Oh, I've done that. You know what? I think we'd make a wonderful duet, Renita.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? We'll have to talk to them about that.
Yeah, because we already look like sisters.
I know. We really do. I'm sure they'll... Do you have that picture of you and I posted somewhere
I
on
do.
Your website?
I think it's on my website.
Yeah, we do look like sisters. It's
yeah,
so awesome.
I thought that was fun to find that out.
I know. I love it.
I do.
And, yeah, I think you and I would be amazing together, so we'll have to create that opportunity right away.
I am excited to hear that, and I'm all over it. So I want to ask you, in a 60-second time, whatever's in your heart that's just right there and you trust yourself to say to our listeners, what would that be?
What I want to say, first of all, is how grateful I am to you, Katie, and to all of you listening and all of you who will share information about the CD and about what you know to be true in terms of creating your career from a place of power and inspiration, because really there is nothing that gives me more pleasure than helping to be the source of other people's transformation, inspired living, and having their dreams. So gratitude is present more than anything. I am so blessed and incredibly lucky to get to make my living in this industry, and not just a living, but something that I'm so passionate about. And that passion crosses borders between casting and working with actors and working in transformation and whatever else comes next. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much for this opportunity.
Wonderful and well said. Thank you so much for being with us, Renita. That's www.renitacasting.com. Please go there. Enjoy that website. It's gorgeous, just like Renita is, inside and out. Stand up, take a deep breath, and love yourselves, and we'll see you next week. Thank you, everyone, and good night.